Grace and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Are you excited about your faith? As you sit here in the pew in church today, do you have a sense of urgency about the message from God's word that you are hearing, that you hear proclaimed, and that we sing in our songs and that we confess in our confession of faith? Or perhaps is it for you just all kind of matter-of-fact, kind of run-of-the-mill, just very similar to what we hear every week? Did you come here this morning with a sense of eagerness, a sense of anticipation about what would happen here in church during our worship service this morning? Do you look forward now to leaving after our worship service with eagerness to share this message of God's love through Jesus with someone around you in your life? In our gospel reading for today, we see that Jesus is broadening his base of operations, his evangelistic mission, with a sense of urgency. At first, as we see Jesus beginning his public ministry, it was just him by himself, preaching and teaching and healing people. And then he chose 12 men to be his closest followers, his disciples. And he sent them out to preach and to heal, to drive out demons, and to announce that the kingdom of God is near. And now, today, in our gospel reading, we see him selecting 72 others and commissioning them, sending them out in pairs, again, to preach his word, to heal people from their sicknesses, to cast out demons, and to preach that message about the coming kingdom of God. You can sense the urgency. Jesus knows that he is going to Jerusalem. He knows what will happen there when eventually the religious leaders of the Jews, the chief priests and the Pharisees and the elders of the people, would, out of jealousy and fear about his message, fear of losing favor with the people themselves, they would arrest Jesus and torture him and kill him. Jesus knew that there was not a whole lot of time left, that things needed to be done, that the message, the good news, that the kingdom of God that he was bringing is near, had to get out. People had to hear this message. And so he sent out those messengers with the command, go. He said, go your way. Look, I am sending you out as lambs among wolves. And so those 72 of his disciples whom he commissioned went and preached. And as we see in the reading, when those 72 came back, they were amazed at what they were able to do in the name of Jesus. They were excited and filled with joy because of all of those miraculous things they had seen happen after they listened to Jesus' command, followed his command to go and preach his word. Well, this morning, God's word speaks to us with that same command, with that same excitement, that same level of urgency. Jesus says to us also, go your way. Look, I am sending you out as sheep among wolves. Jesus wants us to tell people that the kingdom of heaven has come near to us. Just as he instructed those 72 disciples that he sent out, he instructs us also, don't get sidetracked. There's too much to say, too much to do, too many people who don't yet know this saving message of his love and forgiveness. And just as he warned in advance those 72 disciples, we also have the same warning. We know the same truth, that not everybody with whom we share this message about Jesus' forgiveness and salvation will receive it with joy and gladness. Some will be quite negative about that message when we share it. Some, in fact, will be downright hostile to the message and to us, the messengers. But as Jesus says, don't worry. Move on. Go on to someone else. Hurry along because the time is short and there are so many people who need to hear this saving message. We can feel the urgency in Jesus' words. Go. People are out there who are hurting. Souls are crying. Marriages are struggling. Families are aching from tragedies, both large and small. Jesus calls us to announce to all of these hurting souls that through Jesus, the kingdom of God is near to us. Lives can be made whole again through this saving message of Jesus. Healing can take place in body and in mind and in soul and in marriages, relationships, and families. When we respond to Jesus' call and when we go, we know that we go with God's power, with a powerful message from Him. It's God's own kingdom that we are proclaiming. God the Father is the creator and the preserver of us and our lives and this whole world of everything that exists. God the Son, Jesus Christ, became a human being like us to live among sinful people on this world, to live and to die as our substitute, paying for all of our sins so that we might live forever through faith in Him. God the Holy Spirit lives within each of us, assuring us that God is right here with us, right now and forever. This is a powerful message that we have to share about our powerful, loving God. It's a powerful message that we carry with us as we follow Jesus' command and as we go. The original 12 disciples, the 12 closest followers of Jesus, were sent out by Jesus, and they answered his call and went willingly because they saw something special in Jesus, something that compelled them to go on his behalf and spread the good news about the salvation he came to bring. Jesus and his powerful teaching and his miracles compelled them to leave behind their homes, their families, their livelihoods, their businesses, to answer his call and follow him into service. And in the same way, those 72 other disciples who were handpicked by Jesus, they also went willingly because they saw something special, something powerful about that one who sent them. And so also all of us here this morning are here also because we see in Jesus the same things that those 12 disciples and the 72 other disciples saw. We are committed to be followers of Jesus, to be his disciples, to share the message of Jesus' love and forgiveness with others with joy, to bring others to know Jesus, because we also see in Jesus what his disciples saw, Peter and Andrew, James and John, what the rest of the 12 and those 72 other disciples and all of his other followers saw. Now, it's true that we may not see Jesus in person standing before us, giving us that commission to go and share his word. We may not hear him and his powerful teaching of the kingdom of God, but we know that his call to us is there nonetheless. His call is, first of all, to look at our own lives and to realize that real, true, and meaningful life is found not in the things of this world, not in the pleasures and entertainment and other aspects of this world, but it's found only in Jesus and his forgiveness. Life without Jesus simply makes no sense whatsoever. There is no deep meaning apart from life together with Jesus and knowing his forgiveness for all of our sins. Life without Jesus is like a heartache without comfort. It's like looking at the future but having no hope. You and I are like the 12 disciples, the 72 others sent out by Jesus. We are like those throughout all the centuries that have followed after that time until now, who have answered Jesus' call and who have announced the coming kingdom of God. We see Jesus as someone special, someone who makes all the difference in the world, someone who has made all the difference in our own lives. We know that he will make all the difference for us also in the world to come for eternal life with him in heaven. And so now we go to share this good news of his love with others. But it's not always so easy for us to answer that call and to go, is it? Sometimes we have personal hang-ups. We want to answer the call. We want to follow him. But yet, there's also sometimes a part of us that doesn't really want to do that. We want to serve, and yet sometimes that kind of service that God calls us to is not always so appealing to us. We want to be committed to him and to the mission that he has entrusted to the church. And yet sometimes the commitment that he calls us to seems to be too much for us to bear. We sometimes worry and wonder whether we have enough training. We don't feel qualified. We feel that we're not educated enough, that we don't have all the right answers. What if someone asks us a question or challenges us with something that we can't answer from God's word? But think again about those disciples that Jesus called. Think about Peter and Andrew, James and John. Think about if the rest of the 72 were just like those 12 disciples that we know more about. We know that Jesus met them where they were in their own lives, that they didn't have all the answers. But Jesus called them. He taught them. He trained them. He changed their lives. And he does the same for us as well. He takes our sin-ridden, fear-filled lives, and by his grace and mercy, he changes our hearts. He gives us a new purpose and a new meaning for our lives. He can do it for you. He has done it for you. And he can do it for others as well through you, using you as his messenger of peace and comfort and hope and joy to other people. No matter who you are, no matter what your profession is, no matter whether you've been a lifelong Christian or only a Christian, a believer in Jesus for a relatively short amount of time, each of you here today know what Jesus has done to save you by his death on the cross. You love Jesus and thank him so much for giving his life to save you. He simply calls you to share what you know, to share that message about his love and forgiveness. And he tells you, he assures you that using you, he will make all the difference in the world, in the lives of the people around you with whom you share that message. Literally, this message is the difference between heaven and hell. For a neighbor, a friend, a family member, a coworker, someone in your life or around you that you might not yet have met, but that God is planning for you to meet, someone who does not yet know Jesus, by the power of God's Holy Spirit, you can share with that person a message that will make all the difference for them in the world, that will make for them the difference between eternal life in heaven or hell. Simply share what Jesus has done for you. Share the joy that you have in your life because of him, knowing his love and forgiveness and his promise to you of eternal life. Share how much it means to you to know that all of your sins have been fully paid for, that you can live your life free from the burden of guilt and shame because of your sins, confident that he loves you completely with no reservations and no conditions. Share that great comfort that you have in him, even in the midst of the difficulties and sorrows of life, knowing that he is with you every step of the way until he brings you to his side in the perfect peace and joy and comfort of heaven. Share this peace and joy that you have in Jesus with those around you, because you know, you are confident that you have been redeemed by Jesus, your Savior, that God the Father watches over you, preserving you, caring for you, providing for you throughout your life, that the Holy Spirit dwells in your heart and gives you power to live for God each day, to fight against temptation and sin, and to follow him on this path that he has called us to. Go. He has chosen you. He has given you this eternal, life-giving message about Jesus the Savior. Now answer his call and go. Amen.